William, how are you, mate?
Good, mate, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good,
yeah. So I guess on a personal note, firstly, good to get back out there after 5 weeks after the injury.
Yeah, it's been tough watching from the sidelines, to be honest. I'm not a great cricket watcher at the best of times, but now to watching and not be able to contribute was pretty tricky. But yeah, I got through my rehab, got through all that stuff, so it was nice to just be back on the field today and play some cricket.
And then the game itself, you made it a bit tougher than it probably should have looked like. How did you sort of assess it?
Yeah, look, to be fair, it looked like a pretty tricky wicket. Yeah. I think that was the reason why we probably bowled first as well. We didn't really know what the conditions were going to present. Yeah, obviously, like, it went right down to the wire, so I think it looked like 120 was kind of par. But look, we got the win. We probably made it a little bit difficult for ourselves, but good thing is, you know, we can take this win and hopefully go on to the next game down Showground.
Do you take a bit of, I don't know what the word is for it, but, you know, those tough couple of wins you've had leading into the back end of the tournament, to be able to sort of get into finals the way you have, do you take a bit of confidence from that going into the final series to know that you can win from different positions?
I think so. I think we're looking back at our season, it has been a bit of a roller coaster, and I think the one good thing is we've managed to find a way in, you know, those sort of tight sort of situations. We're just finding ways to win, and in the final series, all you need is a couple of things to go your way. You know, it could be like tonight, it was that drop catch from Zamps. So, like, hopefully next game, you know, we might get, you know, one inside edge that goes for four, or, you know, someone takes a brilliant run out. It's those little moments in the game. If you can just keep adding them in each game, and, you know, that's they're the reasons what makes you win, games of cricket, but most importantly, what makes you go win onto the title. So, I think for us, just going forward, it's about just recognising those key moments in the game. And if we can keep trying to string those pieces together, I think we'll go a long way.
And how much were you monitoring the earlier game that the Hurricanes got over the line?
Yeah, it was quite funny. Me, Rossi and Matty Jilks were having a hit before the game. We got there quite early because we couldn't train yesterday. And there was one kid that was over the boundary, had his phone out, and us three were batting in a net. So whoever was not batting, we just kept asking the kid, what's the score? And one stage, you know, it was quite remarkable. We heard how the game was progressing, and it kind of hurt because I thought we were in a similar situation there as well. So so I guess we were watching quite closely. I think some guys had it on in the change room, but yeah, credit to that young man. I think we might have chewed through his data for the month, but he did as well.
And a home final, I guess it's a pretty big positive. You mentioned it was a roller coaster here, but, you know, you're playing in front of your home fans now after all that.
Yeah, it was really good. I think a lot of our home fans, they came out and really supported us last game down at Showground Stadium, and I think a lot of them probably thought that was going to be probably, you know, the last game there. But, you know, we kept telling them that, you know, hopefully we'll bring back a final there, and yeah, I can't wait. You know, it's been a long time since Western Sydney's had a home ground final. You know, obviously about a couple of years in the bubble, playing the Eliminator here. One of the finals were here against the Strikers. So it's just nice to be able to go back to Sydney and give the Thunder fans something to cheer about.
You have to win four in a row to do it. Do you reckon guys can do it?
Oh, I think we can. I mean, the most important thing, as I said, is, you know, winning becomes a habit, and, you know, we've got one from one now, and today was almost like a little, I guess, a curtain raiser for our finals. You know, if we lost tonight, we would have been out. So I guess tonight, in a way, was a nice sort of practice for what's going to be the big dance in a couple of days. So yeah, look, obviously it's a trickier way of doing it, but as I said, you just win a couple of key moments during the games and you can go on and win the final. So yeah, it might be a little bit along the road, but it'll be nice to keep on that momentum.
And captaining tonight, what was the reasoning behind that?
It was more of a decision because, you know, I've been out for a little while. Greeny's been taking over. He's been doing quite a good job as well. So for me, you know, I was very touch and go for this game as well. So, you know, I had to get some fitness tests done, get some clearance from the surgeon. And it was a little bit up in the air. So it was more of a decision that, you know, whilst I was 50-50, you know, give it to Greeny just so it's set in stone there. And he's been doing a fantastic job this season as well. So, and also, it's one less thing to worry about. I was already worrying about my shoulder on the field. So now that's over and done with, I got my first dive out of the way. It's a bit more easier.
And talk us through the surgery. How long were you sort of inactive for until unable to do anything with that?
Yeah, probably about 3 weeks, really. I was in a sling for a couple of weeks. I was lucky enough, so yes, to go to Gold Coast and Albury with some of the boys and play and watch them play. And as much as I thought it would be good fun, it was tough because I was just in a sling the whole time and I couldn't really do a hell of a lot. But yeah, the 3rd of January was when I could start the rehab, and to be honest, I was very touch and go. Like, I think originally the plan was to be back for the first Shield game on the 10th of February. So, you know, it was just a really good surgery and everything went really well. And I guess a couple of little things helped in my favour as well, being my left side, so it wasn't going to impact on my right. Some pretty diligent rehab, and you know, the Thunder medical staff and everyone in New South Wales did a great job. So I guess when we knew this was a bit of a touch and go game, I was just lucky enough that I was ready to come back. But I definitely wasn't expecting to come back this early, but it's nice to be playing.
How did it feel out there? Good to get sort of out of the way ahead of the finals. You sort of like feel building that confidence back again?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's why I was 50-50. I think today was a must-win game, and yeah, you know, maybe if, you know, if it wasn't one of those must-win games, it might have felt a little bit easier. But like, it's hard because you can't really train diving for the ball in such an instinct sort of sport. So I did get a lot of fielding in, and I wanted to make sure that I was fully confident in the field. So myself and assistant coach got some work done. But it's just one of those things. I think it's a bit of a confidence thing. You know, I had some really good chats with Jordan Silk, who did it a couple of years ago as well, the same side, left side, with the same surgeon. So he was really reassuring and sort of explaining to me that, like, it is a little bit of head noise, but like, he said he's fine now, and you know, he's never had issues with it. So for me, that was nice, I guess, really, really assuring to be like, oh, you know what, once my first one's out of the way, my first dive, my first stop, luckily my first catch was really easy as well. Yeah. So everything was okay.
And yeah, bowling sort of off the cards for now.
No, I had my one over tonight. When I was playing, I was trying to give myself one or two overs. It just gives yourself a little bit more overs up your sleeve as a captain. And unfortunately, Grindle went down quite early, so we needed to make up those overs. I probably was a little bit underdone with my bowling. I think my primary skills obviously meant my batting, and I wanted to make sure my fielding was going okay. But look, now I know. I'm not sure what the situation with Grinder is, but I've got to keep making sure I'm bowling heaps. And Big Tandy was getting stuck in that I haven't had enough bowling, so I might have to try and make him happy.
So, I mean, you sort of touched on Grinder. What's his... I mean, he'll know his body pretty well. It's a two-day turnaround. Is he confident? Have you spoken to him? Is he confident that he might get up for the game? Or
I spent a bit too much time with him in the rehab room for a couple of weeks when he was coming back from his calf strain from Metricon, and I was coming back from my collarbone. But, I haven't had a chance to sit down with him just yet. Good, but knowing Grinder, hopefully he can get himself back up and for this game. And you know, if he can't, then that's okay. You know, we've got plenty of depth in this squad as well. But injuries are a tough part of the game, and you never want them to happen to anyone. And poor G, I think he's on the same one, and you know, as many, you know, two or three games. But I'm sure he'll do the right things, and it is a quick turnaround, so we'll see how we go. But I think G knows his path a little bit better than I do. Yeah.
you mentioned the bowling performance. Sure. Five of the seven bowls went through at 6.5 or fewer. I mean, that's pretty impressive, wasn't it? I know the wicket was a bit tricky, but sure, to get that heading into a final as well, it's pretty. It must be reassuring with that attack.
Yeah, I mean, I was the only one that went for 9, so I kept looking at the scorecard. Jeez. It was quite a tricky wicket, and I think that's probably why we decided to bowl first as well. Yeah. Probably didn't know what the conditions were going to sort of present. I guess looking at it today, like 120 looked pretty par. I think our bowling group this year has been fantastic. You know, we've had different guys come in at different situations. You know, we've had guys bowl up front in the power play, but guys bowl in the middle, guys bowl for depth, and we've been doing really well. We just want to try and make sure we can keep stringing it with the bat. It's obviously a big confidence thing, batting. And we just know that if we remotely play at our best, we're good enough to beat any team with the bat. So, it's been fantastic. Our bowling side's been awesome this year. And whilst we've had people come and go, we've always found a way to do a job.
What would be sort of the mindset going into Friday? The showground's been a bit of a tricky wicket so far this season. Yep. Like, scores sort of around sort of 130, 140 in the game. Is that sort of similar, or you just sort of wait to see until we get there?
Yeah, it's tough. Like, you always do want to judge yourself and base a pass score off the wicket. And every pitch is always going to be the same. It's so hard. Like, I saw today and I thought that was an absolute belter. I was like, oh wow, this is going to be a high scoring game. But I was, you know, completely wrong. So, I mean, we'll just have to wait and see what we get presented with down in Sydney. But yeah, I guess the scores probably have reflected that a little bit. But good thing is, you know, we played on a tricky wicket tonight, so I guess we got that little bit of match practice of what we potentially could expect in Showground. But at the same time, if we've got to play the conditions, and if we get up to Showground, it's an absolute belter of a wicket, well then 180, 200 still on the cards.
And you both sort of came off very similar games today. Do you reckon that will have an impact on the mindset of both teams heading into this match?
That's just cricket, I think. It's a professional sport. I'm more than confident that there's going to be a few more closer games than that in this rest of the final series. It started the game before and it started tonight as well. And I'm sure there's going to be another game we're going to come up with where it's going to be pretty tight as well. And that's just what finals cricket is. It's always been like that, it always goes down to the last two overs or the last ball. And as I said, we just got to make sure that we just keep winning those key moments in the game. I know it's only 40 overs of a fixture, but there's always those golden moments in the game. If we hang on to them and, play our best brand of cricket, I think we'll be all right.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, mate.